أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Here is an excerpt from Pieces of Wisdom and Instructions of His Holiness Grand Ayatollah Behjat. First admonishment. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Praise to Allah alone, blessings unto the Master of Prophets, Muhammad, and his progeny, the pure Wasith, and a curse be upon their enemies from the early generations and the last. Those with reason know that the basis of movement of beings is knowing the engine needed for motion, that is, knowing what causes movement, the mechanism of movement, what is connected to movement. In other words, it is knowing the beginning and end as well as the purpose behind the movement, because beings move every moment towards a certain goal. The difference between a man of knowledge and an ignorant person is knowledge of what is behind the events, or not knowing how to deal with them, the variation of their stations in the succession, and whatever has anything to do with the different levels of their knowledge of initiation. If we know what causes the movement, have good administration and wisdom through the system which dominates the movements, we will then focus on its creating and legislating will. So, congratulations to anyone who knows all of this, and woe unto anyone who does not. Regarding the outcomes of the movements, an ignorant person will say, "How I wish I was never created," whereas the knowledgeable person will say, "How I wish I am created 70 times, so I may tread the path towards the pursuit, then return and treat it anew, and am martyred on the path of righteousness anew." So do not entertain regrets about your life. I frankly say this, if one spends half his life remembering the one who truly is the grantor, and spends the other half in indifference, that half, the first, is regarded the most precious of the days of his lifetime, while the other half is considered among the days of his death, rather worse than death, because death by itself neither harms nor benefits anyone. A knowledgeable person obeys Allah, does whatever pleases him, acts upon what he knows, and is cautious about what he does not know till he gets to know. He is in a continuous state of getting to know. His deed, hence, is conjoined with the evidence, and his success too is conjoined with the absence of evidence. Can we obey Allah without arming ourselves with knowledge, and will our life's caravan reach the sought goal safely? Can our existence be originating from Allah, while our weakness from anyone other than Him, the Most Exalted One? If so, the stimulating force does not last except to the believers, and is not weakness except to others. Now, if we in this phase possess conviction, it is for the sake of applying these attributes and conditions. We must get to know that it is necessary to know that this resulting movement from beginning to end is an opposition to the false inner motivations. If this matter does not achieve all our aspirations, at least it suffices us to win the happiness of being connected with the pleasure of the Supreme Principle. The best ration of one making the trip to you is the strength of determination. Praise to Allah, firstly and lastly, and blessings unto Muhammad and his pure progeny, and a perpetual curse be upon their enemies, all of them. Holy Mashhad, Rabiul Awwal, 1417. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.